Technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like Squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duval'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duval'sLandscapes.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1580. 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is September 29th, National Coffee Day. I've been celebrating National Coffee Day since I got up. I've had a couple of cream and sugar, a couple black, an espresso, a cappuccino, a mocha latte, a frappuccino, a dark roast, a blonde roast, a cafe au lait with a double shot of mocha espresso, and I've been to the restroom 17 times. Woohoo! I love National Coffee Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And I love Tucker Pecan.
Yummy!
It's 5.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden face off in Cleveland, Ohio in a few hours for the first of three presidential debates.
Fox's Chris Wallace will moderate, and he has said he will not be fact-checking. The matchup will be held under strict coronavirus protocols. Guests are limited, and all will be tested. There will be no handshake between the candidates. Neither will wear a mask on stage.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence was among administration officials with Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett as she met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill earlier today.
And Judge Amy Coney Barrett, we have someone of great character, of great intellect, who has a judicial philosophy that will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yes!
Senate Republicans say they want to confirm Barrett to the High Court before next month's election. America is listening to Fox News.
Couch, stay on the couch. This is the advice of Dr. Fauci. Stay home. He's talking to you. Stay home.
Where's he been lately?
In viral times. Exercise some self-control.
folks will be doing just that tonight to watch the debates. I will not be one of them. And you know me. I mean, I got to be up at 2:22 in the morning. If I watch this thing tonight in real time, I'm going to be watching Aunt B lead a protest against a farmer who's moonshining on the sly or something like that. I will wake up tomorrow morning at 2:22 and I will start collecting my reliable sources and see how it all came out. I have a feeling, though, there's going to be a stunning moment or two. The best part of one of the 16 debates with Trump and Hillary, she was making this, her royal wideness, comment about, it's a good thing we don't have somebody with the temperament of Donald Trump running the country. And he said, that's because you'd be in jail. I mean, he just killed her with that. And that's where she belongs. Because it's all coming out today. Finally, at last. 54 to 45 for Biden over Trump in Pennsylvania. That's the biggest pile of crap I've ever seen all day. Bull crap. BS. And it's on Fox. Yeah, because everybody in Pennsylvania wants to be unemployed. God!
Well, you know they oversample Democrats.
Fox is the worst.
Because they're supposed to be somewhat
They're all in on it. It's all part of the same game. They want them out. We want them in. And already today, crap is starting in Philadelphia where Republicans, Trump poll watchers are not being allowed in. That can't happen. They've got to act quickly and decisively on that. This election has to be legitimate or we will have a civil war. It won't be whiny-ass college kids burning down neighborhoods or starting chop zones. It'll be us this time. That's why we have the Second Amendment. You're going to play these games with us and our freedom? No, I don't think so. I wouldn't advise that. It reminds me of the great line in the movie Casablanca. You know, the movie where Bugsy...
all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
And Bogey is talking to that cocksure Nazi about we even have to learn the climates all around the world. And Bogey says, well, there are parts of New York I would suggest not even you invade. I wouldn't push the envelope. That's a great line in that movie.
Yeah.
508. If you are in your couch, as we just heard. See, I was going to weave that into Kaiser.
Devilishly clever.
Try to be. Man, do they have them. I mean, if you can't find the couch of your dreams at Kaiser, it doesn't exist. You might want to check out your keister and see if you're not sitting in the wrong position. They've got everything with 65,000 square feet of choices. You'll find a couch. And a lot of people have discovered, hey, the furniture's kind of gotten old on us because you spent so much extra time in your house this year. People are saying, you know what? It's time for something a little more comfortable. And they're heading to Kaiser. 65,000 square feet of choice just beyond the tacticals of Montgomery's 10% unctuous sales tax. And with that, you can get Dale Thornell. They have the best sales team there when it comes to furniture. These are experienced people. Dale Thornell, Stella, our goddess, and Cheryl Pitts to help you navigate all those choices. Whether you're looking for something specific, you just want to browse. If you want to browse, wear comfortable shoes. It's a big place. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Sales tax there is 8.25, not 10. At Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. Great sauces for you. Ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we've got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Or call call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM. It's all out of, in advance of the debate. This whole story, the whole Clinton collusion thing it's out there. We now know what happened. I wonder if that comes up at the debate tonight. What the heck? Trump can bring the declassified documents and toss them at Joe and say, you were there. What do you got to say for yourself, Joe? I would. Temptation would be to walk over and swat him a good one, but I'm a little too temperamental. That's why I'm a talk show host.
It's the prednisone.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't had that much, really. I sure feel a lot more awake now, though, than when I did at 2:30 this afternoon. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everyone today?
Good.
Overall, pretty good. Market didn't have a particularly bad or good day today, but I'd like to know, can we anticipate a market reaction depending on what happens in this debate tonight?
Yeah, I sure do. I really do. I think, you know, they're going to touch base on a lot of the key issues that are on the minds of everyone right now. Of course, everyone wants to see just how well Biden does. You know, and certainly I do think that there's a great possibility that could impact some of the polling numbers, et cetera.
Sure.
I mean, all you have to do is look at the market and what it's done today. We saw practically no action, very little movement, very low volume. Now, the futures markets, the options markets, derivatives markets have been quite active. And I've touched on this before. We've seen a ton of very large global institutional traders and managers hedging themselves out going into this. It has a potential for, you know, a tremendous amount of volatility. So tonight is going to really go a long way, I think, in terms of sort of setting the tone in terms of expectations as to how both of these candidates are going to go at each other as we, you know, head towards the finish line. So, yes, there's no doubt.
I got to admit, I was wrong on one thing. I did not think this debate would actually take place. But I believe that they've managed Joe's schedule so that his best hours on this day in particular will be the hours that the debate is scheduled. He did ask for 30-minute potty breaks, and they said no.
Well, they did, but supposedly that's because now they've had a change of attitude about subjecting Biden to, you know, an inspection for earpieces or something like that. I don't know if you've heard that or not. But
look, I mean, Donna Brazile, before she joined Fox News, said that she fed Hillary the questions ahead of time in her debate with Donald Trump. I highly believe that that's a total possibility tonight, or that somebody's whispering prompts into Joe's ear as a question's being asked. Why, if you have nothing to hide, why would you not agree to do that? Right?
No, I agree. Now, of course, the Biden campaign's saying all this is fabricated, you know, that Trump is making all this up, that they never agreed to it in the first place. Who knows? But at the end of the day, we're all going to know pretty quickly. I mean, this is going to be a fairly long debate, you know, and we're all going to see pretty soon just how well, you know, Biden does. But I have to caution this. Like I was talking yesterday, the bar has been set low.
I'm just looking at a story here. You just mentioned the bar story. From AlabamaNews.net, Alabama lifts COVID-19 restrictions on bars and restaurants.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to be enjoying more freedom. I'm so glad to see that.
Yay. Yeah, that's good. That's good news to hear.
Absolutely. So today, what was the mood on Wall Street today, and what were they reacting to? They had a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, outside of a few, you know, sort of M&A deals, mergers and acquisitions, and some things like that that are going on, it's really sort of quiet. I mean, everyone is focused on this debate tonight. There's no doubt about it. And like I said a minute ago, I mean, there's been a tremendous amount of hedging going on, far more volume in what we call the derivatives market. Okay, I know that's complex, but there are all kinds of ways that institutions can hedge their very, very large multi-billion-dollar positions. They do it in the swaps markets. They do it in options markets, in the futures markets. There are ways that you can sort of neutralize your portfolio for a short time. Because when you see that, it does indicate that we could see a seismic move in the market one way or the other, say, in the next 30 to 60 days. And I do expect that. I think you could see a market move anywhere from, in terms of, we think of it in terms of what's called standard deviation. So the up or down could be, say, 10% down or 10% up from where we are now, depending upon how these debates go, how these jobs numbers come in on Friday.
Yeah, like on
you know, well, yeah, and then you've got the month of October where you're going to have third quarter earnings coming out and starting really in mass the third week of October, where then you've got corporate America weighing in on the state of affairs in the U.S. economy, and so the meat of those earnings, the meat of a lot of economic data, and through the, I believe the next debate, if I'm not mistaken, is on the 22nd or something like that, and then there's one on the 30th or the 31st. But anyway, I'm telling you, the next 30 days are going to be pretty intense. I expect it.
Yeah. Well, why would, you know, it's the perfect, given this year, going all the way back to January, before the lockdowns and everything else, given this year, it only makes sense that the angst would be amping up at this particular time ahead of this election. So much riding on it, like our freedoms, for one thing.
That's right.
I have great confidence the president will do very well tonight. He's got a lot. Hey, he can walk out and say, Joe, I just got nominated for my third Nobel Peace Prize. How many did you get in 47 years in Washington doing nothing? You know, that's amazing. That's amazing. I don't know of anybody in any category that's gotten three nominations in the same month, much less the same career. It's very impressive.
No, I think it is pretty impressive. There's no question about it. I would, if I were advising the president, I would tell him, go out on that stage, be confident, be positive, be graceful.
Yes.
Show just a little bit of humility. You know, there are going to be millions and millions of people watching this tonight, and there are a lot of people who don't like the condescension, especially if Biden starts looking bad or looks weak. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And so Trump does really well on his own. As a matter of fact, I would be curious to know just how much he's really prepared for this. You know, he typically is a bit of a freewheeler in almost everything. Look at the press conferences. I mean, he'll just say whatever, you know. And so I'll really be interested to see, you know, how he sort of carries himself throughout the debate. Because if he can stay down the middle a little bit in terms of the demeanor, but really be that, show that confident, aggressive, you know, make America great again, it's about America, and be very sharp cognitively.
Right.
The America can figure it out for themselves. He doesn't have to say it for them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Brant, we appreciate the insights, and we'll have an interesting conversation again tomorrow. In the meantime, you know, we have just finished. Tomorrow will be the end of the third quarter. As Brant mentioned, there's a lot of significant numbers that will be coming out in the days ahead. But just from a time standpoint, if it's been your plan to get with Brant and start a plan for your future, and you wanted to do it before the year ended, I would make that phone call to 387-0094 sooner than later, because you want to go into the next year with a plan. You feel managerial about your money. You work hard to make it. Why not feel like you're making the most of it? And this is where a team like Brant and those incredible people that work at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management can help you. Just to sit down, a conversation, get acquainted, talk ideas, ask questions, and then ask more questions. 387-0094, 387-0094 for Brant and the Brain Trust of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We'll talk tomorrow, sir. Brant?
We lost him.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
But I do know this.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Because the debate is tonight, I think I picked something very appropriate to run in our next segment at 524.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. This time of the afternoon, it's really hard to look at the map and find a place that is not congested. We are very busy all over the city right now, including I-65 and 85. No accidents into us. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going, but there are a lot of cars on the road right now. Don't be our next accident that we report. Buckle up, slow down, and drive carefully. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jane.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
Need some wood?
Yeah, we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Up by double digits nationally. 50 to 38 in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, I do.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right?
Shut up, Demi.
It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
So what did you do on that election night?
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Rectum? Really?
Rectum damn near killed him.
But no, we still hear from his big mouth from time to time. Now that all the stuff is out, both Obama and Biden were there. The whole thing on the Russian collusion, the attempt to overthrow a duly elected president, it's out there. And I'm wondering if that's going to be coming up at the debate tonight. Trump will probably have the paperwork. Why don't just toss it over to Joe and say, what do you got to say about this, a-hole? William B.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm getting better. It's just a I don't know what had a hold of me, but I heard somebody else call in earlier today talking about the test results and how they're inaccurate and all that. I believe so. I don't know what I had, but I had a fever for like a week, just feeling really, really bad. COVID test was negative, flu test was negative, strep test was negative. Well, actually, two COVID tests were negative. Wow. You know, don't know what had a hold of me, but it pretty well knocked me down. I'm over it now, but my body is still reeling from it. You know, but
happening? You know what I think is happening, William? I think the people that are getting tested positive for coronavirus don't have it, and the people that are getting tested negative do have it. I'm starting to believe it's the reverse.
Maybe you're right. I don't know, but I tell you what, I was sicker than I've been in, well, as long as I can remember with these type of symptoms. I tell you, it was pretty rough. And then after the fever and everything, then my hand just swole up and thought it was gout, you know, but that was negative. I don't know what was going on with that, man. I don't know. It's just some crazy stuff happening. I guess I'm just getting old. I don't know.
We know better than that. Come on, man.
Well, you know, my birthday's coming up here in a few days anyway.
So and celebrate at Bomb Hours tomorrow. We're celebrating Eddie Bader, and, you know, it'd be nice to, well, unless you're still feeling bad, then we'll wait till next week.
Yeah, I'm probably better wait another week. I'm still kind of recovering, you know.
Faith and Hope are bringing you some loving, I hope.
Oh yeah, they're taking care of me. They're loving that new RV we got. They love the living area in it. The recliners, man, they've claimed that.
And by the way, we can have as many people as we want at Baumhauer's. The restrictions are being lifted.
Woohoo! As of when?
I don't know. What difference is it going to make between Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, William B. Take good care of yourself. Give the girls my love.
I'll do it.
Take care.
All right.
All right, 533. Let's redeem the winning word right now at 272-9228. The winning word from this morning.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, good, because I might have it.
Right, I have
it. So 272-9228, we'll grab a winner after charity.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Name a street. There's congestion on it. Our most congested places right now: Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan, East Boulevard and East South Boulevard, as well as Norman Bridge Road outbound from downtown to East South Boulevard. And, of course, Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue outbound are very busy. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic. No accidents to pass along to you at the moment. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're going to find ourselves a winner with the winning wing finger winning word contest. If you go to caller one, try again immediately, because that's what worked yesterday. Caller two, try again quickly. Caller three, give us a call right back. Your caller four, thanks for trying. Your caller five, we appreciate the effort. Your caller six, you missed by one. I'm so sorry. And let's find out who this is. With whom am I speaking, please?
Hello?
Yes, hi. With whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Jordan?
Jordan?
Jordan.
Jordan Michael.
Jordan, how are you today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am on steroids, but that's okay. What is today's wing finger winning word?
Substitute.
Woohoo!
You just won yourself lunch for two at Wing Fingers at the RSA building downtown, and we're going to mail that out to you. We're going to make it so convenient. And after you've enjoyed your Wing Fingers for two, please send us a note or a call and let us know how you enjoyed it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. Rosie's going to get your information. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, same radio station. 5:36.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. Group President Dr. Donald Williamson says cases of COVID-19 have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. Today, Governor Ivey thanked the Trump administration for supplying the state with 1 million rapid COVID-19 tests. They'll be delivered to the state in phases over the next few months. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count now sits at more than 136,000. The State Department of Public Health reports just over 14,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. A historic church and civil rights landmark in Montgomery moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Customers, students, and staff expect a new level of clean. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. Cintas performs surface sanitizer and disinfectant spray services to common touch points, installs and refills touchless hand sanitizer dispensers, and provides commercial laundry services to help minimize employee exposure. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get a lot of requests for that montage that we play and have played for several years now, and love hearing it every night.
Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now.
After great research.
On behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
By the way, if I have to look at Trevor Noah's face one more time on TV, I'm going to throw a brick through it. That smug little prick. Who the hell does he think he is? The words that come out of my mouth. God, you sound like Dracula. You're 25 years old. Ugh. God, I can't stand him.
I don't know who he is.
Well, I'm hip. See, I know all these people are. Hey, look who's on the line. Probably at Baumhauer's right now getting food for the debate tonight.
Speaking of
I
hip.
Wish. I'm hiding on my back porch from my family.
Oh, no. Is that
I'm
what
literally
happened?
Hiding.
Jacqueline Tomlinson, thank you for taking a minute to join us this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's Tuesday. I have a baby update.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get the bulletin sounder out. That's right.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
And the information is, drumroll please. The baby is now the size of a...
large butternut squash.
Wow.
You know, I don't want to seem redundant, but I remember when Dana's babies were that size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She made it, I think, well, I'm 34 weeks, so she did it. She made it, I think, another 2 weeks, and then she had her babies, like, because they were twins, obviously. Like, so, yeah, she has, I guess, two more. I forget what her last two were, though. I guess I'll find out, but, yeah. We're at 34 weeks.
And they were really, they're really grown.
Yeah, they're not tiny.
No, not at all, especially Henry. I think Henry's a little chunk. They're beautiful. They look like cherubs.
They're sweetest little babies, but they were 5 pounds, 10 ounces at birth, which is not, you know.
That's a good size baby.
I was 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, they're adorable, sweet little angel babies right now. I think that they're almost as big as Steven now.
Holy cow.
Well, Steven only weighs 27 pounds, so.
You know, I was dropping key lime pies off at your office for the police that day. I saw Dana. She still has the glow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's always looked like. I mean, Dana's a very attractive girl. So, mm-hmm. You know, she's
are
always
you,
got
Patricia
that glow.
Heaton.
Oh, well, thank you. Did Rosie show you the maternity pictures that I had?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
Was she supposed to do that? Do I have to punish Rosie?
No, well, they're on Facebook. They're on Facebook, so you would have seen them on Facebook. But I know that you have so many Facebook friends that, like, I get lost in the algorithm.
Well, that's because Mark Zuckerberg hates me and people like me, and he's limiting my reach. I know this to be a fact.
Yeah. Well, and you also have so many people. You can only get so many. You got to go look at them. But, yeah, they're very Morticia Adams.
No, they're not.
I mean, but in Rosie, in one of the pictures in the very first one, nobody else knows it but me. But it was funny because I'm in this black Morticia Adams-like dress. And there's a gigantic, like the biggest spider I have ever seen in the wild. Spider web. And it was like really super cool.
Wow.
But yeah, very Halloween-esque. But yeah, you'll have to take a look. So did you guys see that they're starting to loosen up some of the restrictions on the mask?
Yes.
And the restaurants?
Thanks to you.
Well, let's pray that the hospitals will start letting visitors in.
When does that go into effect, by the way? Is that after
Friday? I think it goes in, I don't know. I just saw it post up, and I can't remember if the article said or not. I want to say it was immediate. But, you know, everybody is being very boisterous on Facebook because, you know, they're doing the polls, the news stations are asking people, like, you know, medical professionals are saying we could continue to mask up. And people are like, why?
Yeah, the medical professionals have been right about everything so far, haven't they?
Well, and the thing is I've talked to a couple of my friends that work at the different medical facilities around, you know, the Tri-County area.
Yeah.
And most of them are actually saying how difficult this has been on the nurses and the hospital staff because people don't have the support system of their families.
Yeah. Right.
And so these nurses are having to put on multiple hats.
Yes.
And not just be caregivers, but also be emotional support people. And that's exhausting. You know, you can only do that for so long. So I think from what I'm hearing from at least, you know, the sources that I have, maybe not everybody, but they're looking forward to the hospitals opening back up with restrictions, but allowing people to have visitors and those support, you know, people that are very important when you're going through medical things.
I'm looking at a picture of you in a unbelievable black dress.
Ah, you found them.
You're a Holly song waiting to happen. Long, cool woman in a black dress.
Ooh, yeah.
What is that for?
Those are just my maternity pictures. I wasn't going to do them. Usually, you know, you do them like your first baby and kind of second baby gets the shaft. But the girl that did those, she's great, by the way. She did Dana's. And I saw her infant pictures, the newborn pictures she did. And I said, well, I want to do newborn pictures for sure. And she's like, well, I can do maternity pictures too. And I was like, well, what the hell, you know, whatever. So I did them and I love them. I think they turned out great.
That what Rosie just showed me was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
So what's your debate plan tonight, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm gonna make some popcorn. And I'm going to put the kid to bed early, and, like, I'm going to sit there and just enjoy the show.
I, in case you hadn't seen it today, all the documents are out verifying that Trump was set up by Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And that Joe Biden and Obama were present when all of this came down, and I hope Trump throws it in Joe's face tonight.
I think, listen, from what I've experienced with Donald the last couple of years, I don't think he's going to hold anything back. So, you know, if there's some arrows to be shot, I think he's going to go right for the heart. And I'm like, I'm okay with that because, you know, it's this thing called politics.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's how you play the game. And right now we got a lot of cards to play.
Here's a sneak preview of what we can expect from Joe. Come on, stupid.
That's why I've made it a priority my entire career to work closely with you from the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
It's about right. It's about accurate.
Even if he had been there in 180 years, do you think he would have accomplished anything?
No.
Has he accomplished anything in 47 years?
No.
Do you think it'll accomplish or anything in 4 years as president?
No.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
He wouldn't make it 4 years as president.
I don't think so.
I'll be lucky. He'll be lucky if he makes it to election day. You know what I mean? Like, he's not looking good.
Now you're bearing up well through consultations and all the things you got to do in your.
In my current state.
As the superwoman attorney that you are.
Yeah, everything's going well. Everything's going good. We're rocking along.
How's my pal Amy Hampton?
She is doing phenomenally. I saw her on Saturday at the shower, and I think she and I might do lunch tomorrow. She's got a. Go to Chilton County. You know, they have an office up in Clanton. And I unexpectedly had a deposition reschedule, so my morning opened up. So I think I might go meet her for lunch tomorrow.
An actual lunch?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey,
I know.
Why don't we all meet at Hamburger? Oh, I can't tomorrow. They're having a birthday.
Hamburger King is the best.
I was there after I dropped the pies off. Dana showed me how to take the circuitous route. And I picked up one, and I picked up one for Jay.
It's like a block over from our office.
And I'm glad I did that because Jay will not be allowed any Hamburger King for a while.
Yeah, well, maybe the Hamburger King pushed him over the edge.
Don't say that. I'm going to feel guilty all night.
Nah, it takes a lot of Hamburger King to push you over that edge.
I think it does. And
it takes a lot.
I'll have you know, since you made that comment, who brought Jay? Who brought Jay in a big box of Cheerios today?
You did.
That's right.
My sweet Jay. He is a sweetheart. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
He's doing well, and he's very committed to this new path. He knows how serious the circumstances are.
Yeah.
So, I
feel like Jay was pretty healthy to begin with. I always saw him like a big thing of water.
Yeah, no, he's a huge water drinker. He's been doing a lot of things that were healthy, but you just don't know. Look at me.
No, I get it. A lot of it is hereditary.
My liver should have been transplanted 30 years ago, and it runs like a top. There's no protocol or criterion for determining. I mean, you know, I'm the beast that can't be killed.
And you know what? You've been, like, struck by lightning.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, tonight
you've been, like, hit by a bus.
I'll fall down the stairs after the show and break my neck.
No, you won't.
And then you'll still be fine. It's, like, amazing.
That's right. Resilience is your
name. You know what I
mean?
You're blessed. You're very blessed.
You are.
I very much am. No doubt.
You are blessed.
God has been very good to me.
Yes, he has.
Remember that, Greg Budell.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your show. I hear a little Steven screaming.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go in and check on that, but I'll give you my full rendition of what my thoughts are on the debate tomorrow. We'll chat.
Look forward to it. We'll get you on early if you're available.
No stress. Just give me a text.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
She is so in charge.
Yep.
And when she goes into that mode, I respond like she's my mother. She's got that command. By the way, Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 5:51. We're almost at the finish line.
We are.
And when I walked in, it seemed like it was 10 miles away.
And look at there. We're
are you watching
there.
The debate tonight?
Yes, I am.
See, you're constitutionally capable of watching it and not going berserk. I will be I'll have to do it at 2:22.
The question is, am I constitutionally capable of watching it and not falling asleep? That's the question.
Well,
not because I'm bored.
You're up in the morning reminding us to do the Wes. I don't know when you sleep.
I manage.
But you are amazing. 5:51.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Hey, Rusty Aldridge is in the studio.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
I agree. By the way, Tennessee joins Alabama in lifting all restrictions and lockdowns in large gatherings. 5:54.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with the latest on the highways. Congestion on Norman Bridge Road outbound to East South Boulevard. Got a lot of congestion East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and at Troy Highway. Also, Taylor Road on both sides of I-85. We got a lot of congestion there. And just a lot of cars everywhere. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. No accidents to report at this moment. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, another great McClendon Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, Thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, go check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace, or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duval'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duval'sLandscapes.com.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Went
dancing across the USA on that crazy King's Highway. Too much passion, too much play. We went dancing, dancing, dancing across the USA.
Back tomorrow, no doubt we'll still be talking about what's happening tonight. Rusty is...